Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Damn Internet. You're scary. As always, I'm to hear more.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And oh, this is actually where I'm supposed to say, damn, internet, you're scary. But I already said, ladies and gentlemen, moving right past that, we have a very special guest in the house, okay? He is a comedian, he's a producer, content creator, clothing designer, entrepreneur, father, husband, and my dog. Please welcome back to the show, Mr. Ronnie Jordan.
Thank y'all, man. Appreciate y'all giving me a break from yelling at my children because they are out of school and they are restless. I don't know what to do with children under 10.
Is it a holiday? Oh, is it summer break?
It's summer break, man. It's just under 10 and being under 10.
Damn.
You can't even put him in timeout no more to hear. I put my kid in timeout. He said, this is boring. Why am I doing this? I was like, because you're in trouble. I don't want to be in trouble anymore.
I don't want to be in trouble anymore.
Okay. Like, I don't have no retorts. I'm like, these are all things I should have said as a kid. It didn't. Okay. They just smarter than us, I guess.
Damn,
my kid's in summer school, so you know we got a couple hours a day, but she only's doing like two classes, so she's back by like one or something like that. But
this them weird years though, they 8 and 6, so you really don't want to put them in football or nothing like that. And you want to do camp, but you know this is these touchy years. Just gotta. I see too many docs. It's like
right,
grandparents or die.
It's like, not camp, no camp,
not camp.
No,
crazy. I remember summer break, man. I'm so far removed from school now. I was just like, I just don't even think about it like that anymore. But it's crazy how quick June went. Like, I can't believe like people are already talking about July and it's next week.
Yeah,
it is really that fast. Ronnie, let me tell you about this. I booked a club in DC back in like May, maybe the beginning of May, end of April. And I'm thinking the tickets is up and everything, bro. Why did I check last week and them tickets was not up? We a month out and could have been had 2 months of promoting the sales and them shits was not up. So I hope they got a good walk-up crowd because I feel like you trying to set me up for failure, my boy.
Hey, man, they got to let you win sometimes. At some point, they got to make it give you the proper runway to do what you need to do. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just glad you're getting a booking where you can kind of, where people know you're coming. You know what I'm saying? I ain't there yet, but it's getting there. I'm kind of off the road at this point. I'm like, how much is it?
Yeah. Bro, this was always, once I decided I wanted to do it for real, this was always a goal of mine to do my own tour. And so like after this one, it's going to be like, bro, it'd be crazy because after this one, I probably made enough new fans to like get all weekend dates because I'm doing a run through the week and shit like that. But
you gotta tell them how it goes to you. Like you gotta, when you first starting out at them clubs, they make you do the one off, the Tuesday night, the Wednesday night, or Thursday, just one night only, and you gotta actually do some numbers there to even be brought back as a headliner. And you know,
it's bro, I'm doing
process. So I like to see you on your journey, brother. I never tried it. I never even started my try to sell tickets journey. I was like, how much school got? Okay, is it gonna be there when I get there? I pull on.
Well, I've been doing colleges since what, 2006?
They pay real well. Sometimes it's a pain to get the check if it's a big school with a bunch of satellite campuses, but other than that, man, it's just they pay really well if you've been in it a long time. But I still had to balance it. I go like open for Bill Bellamy or something, but I'm gonna go out on the road. I ain't even really had an opportunity to even try. I didn't even think about trying like to try to sell tickets on my own. Like it seems like stupid, like a step you would do, but it was like, so I gotta make it because the pay goes down if you people don't know. Yeah. the pay goes down pay in goes order to go back down. Up, but I'm like,
but. What we did in Atlanta, if we could get a couple of those and some theaters.
Now, you see, your strategies are really good, man. The way you do stuff is, it's got a reason behind it. So that's why I like kind of, like, I don't even really ask too many questions when you got it going. I'm like, what's that? When is it? I pull up. I want to see Patrick out here on the road, man. I need to see Patrick out here. But I understand the Patrick mentality. It's like, I can produce this thing and this thing and then go back home. Okay. I like going back home.
So much more fun.
He do 6 videos before 10 a.m. in his draws that get over 200,000 views, and that's a good check for him. So he ain't got to do nothing. Hey,
man. At Geo, baby.
At Geo. Playing video games in that chair, his toes be like crisscross applesauce.
What game
that is so
weird. What games are you playing, Pat?
Damn, I actually haven't had time to play in a minute. I have been doing physical games. I'm buying these arcades, which has been a lot of fun. I'm building them. And I've been playing. I have Ninja Turtles and The Simpsons, the old arcade ones. And I've been playing the hell out of those.
That was the best part about going to the movies. It was a game in the movie theater, and you get to play the game because everybody used to go to movies early to see the previews. And that's what kids are missing that these days. That's when you used to shoot your shot out there in that movie theater lobby. Mm-hmm. All that popping at school, different. Them girls that don't know your ass. Let's see.
Ooh. Ooh. That's how I learned how to drive a stick shift. From playing Cruising USA.
Really? It was accurate?
It wasn't as accurate because you can go from first to fourth.
You didn't have to clutch for real, but they did.
Yeah,
you
didn't have to clutch for real either, but I wanted to be good at it. So my uncle was like, no, you can't go to second without hitting that clutch first. And so I learned how to do it through that. So when I went back to St. Louis. Actually, the year I went back and got Farron, my sister let me use her car. She had a Volkswagen Passat, and it was a stick shift. So I had to learn how to drive a stick shift.
From L.A. to St. Louis?
No. I went back to go look for her. Like, I was like, yeah, this is what I want. So I learned how to drive the stick shift in St. Louis in the winter. I'm talking about snow, ice, black ice, all of that shit. And I'm on wheels in a stick shift.
Why black people got to be so extreme? Why we learn the roughest lessons in the...
But
it's always death.
Clutching ice is insane.
Clutching ice is crazy. You a beast right now.
Clutching ice is scary.
You know what's scarier than ice? I was in upstate New York, like Buffalo, that area, near the top of Pennsylvania. My buddy Vince is driving my I had a GMC Savannah, them big ass vans. And when I tell you, it was like a blizzard in the daytime, and the sun was shining. It was like a whiteout, and I was like, yo, this is. Nothing. Like, we had to keep going, and when it was just like white all around, so it's like the snow kicking up, sun blaring through the snow, and it's like it was scary.
Yeah, that's unsafe.
And we couldn't stop because the motherfuckers behind us.
So that's not safe.
It's scary when you do a road trip. Like when I drove the first time, when I drove from St. Louis to L.A., I did it by myself in like 18-19 hours, nonstop. And when you drive it at night, you like you going through New Mexico and shit, and ain't no lights out there and nothing like that. It's just your headlights on the road, and you snap back to reality, and it's a different song.
There goes gravity.
And all of that shit. You like, how long was I out for? Nigga, you get hit by the road.
Damn,
that shit be scary.
That happened to y'all more than once.
When you drop, it happens a lot, bro. I would literally be singing a song, and then I just kind of fade out. And be driving.
You died a little bit too. Back.
Huh?
You died a little bit.
Man, I was playing with death. I was winking at it. I was like, hey, death.
Bruh, I've done, man. I did one school. I had to drive 4 hours from the school back to the airport the next day. My flight was like 10 o'clock. So I had to leave like 4 a.m. And dude was like, be careful. It's the first day of the hunting season. So all the deers is like overpopulated.
Oh.
And I was like, okay. I'm from Georgia. I seen some damn deer. When I got up to number 15 in counting deers, you damn. Talk about somebody's mad that they didn't spend an extra $26 for that insurance on their rental car.
Oh, they were hitting the car?
Nigga, it was either like, it was like 5 deers on the side of the road looking at a dead deer. It was like you'll see about 3 of them cross, and you'll see 2 dead chopped up in the middle.
Yeah,
it was like coming through Texas, man. Some of them side roads in Texas, speed limit 75. Like they be tearing them deer up and tearing their car up.
Especially the tractor trailers. When I used to drive from St. Louis to Atlanta, that drive I would see a lot of deer on too. And I was
around August, like the top of August, like October when it started getting cool a little bit.
Boy. Man, you got to be alert.
This is some old man ass conversation, ain't it? You know what else got some deals?
I'm telling you what, I got that new barbecue spit over there from
a spit.
You know who else got some deals? I'm gonna tell you what else they did. Hey Patrick, hey, I appreciate you coming on Morning Culture, and we chopped your clip up. We chopped your segment up into clips, and they've been cussing me out in the comments. And we all gonna drop the whole goddamn interview. What the, like? It was like,
oh, that's coming out.
We dropped. It wasn't. We only talked for like 30 minutes, but I put in the comments. I'm like, dude, we was on set all day, and I drugged them from the hotel to my little lair to do this content stuff, and I had. We did three back to back. I was on my flu game shit right there. To here, I was. I did like four podcasts in a row, right quick.
Yeah, you said flu game.
I got out of that bitch like, I don't want to talk anymore.
I get it. When I shot, was it Spelling Is Hard? I shot 9 episodes for 2 days. So 2 days of shooting 9 episodes, 8 episodes, 30, 45 minutes, back to back to back to back to back.
Shout out to the streamer, man. Y'all
like
4
months worth of content. So I was like, fuck it, I'll take it.
That's a good show, bro. I know I'll do terrible on that show. I spelling ain't my shit. I can guess some shit, the meaning of something, but spelling is not my jam. I can tell you that. Spelling and grammar, like, ooh.
What's crazy is, like, even if it was, like, spelling, I used to be really, really good at it, but I think that we can devolve. Because I think that spell check and all these things, autocorrect, all these things that, like, all the words that would normally whoop my ass, like, unnecessary, like, I don't have to worry about it. But then you put a pen in my hand, I start sweating, and it's just like, damn, you got to really create these words.
Suit and sweet still trip me up sometimes. Like, which sweet, hotel sweet.
Oh, suit and sweet. Sweet is just suit with an E, right?
I know. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, if you high enough and people ask you to spell words, it becomes like X Games. You're like, fuck. Well, God damn it. Siri, what is suitable?
I will go from texting
D-level words.
I will go from texting to speak to text real quick when it gets to that one word. Itinerary? Oh, nigga, every time
I
mess up itinerary.
I spelled something wrong on a good point, and that shit kissed the whole thing. I used the wrong presents. I put I spelled it like presents, like gifts. Because Slutty Vegan is in Athens, right? I live in Athens, and it's like a really racist white town. So these white men were protesting it, but they didn't know what the fuck they were protesting. They were just like, the word slut is an abomination. You should respect the woman. Then I was like, what? And then white people start yelling at them. Then they're like, well, the leader, the owner of this runs Black Lives Matter, and they stole $19 million. And I started filming them.
Oh, shit.
And I started filming them, and then Pinky put it up to own those Slutty Vegan. She was like, Ronnie recorded this in Athens. But everybody was clowning me because all you hear is me and my wife and kids going in them goddamn Slutty Vegan bags. All you hear is this. All Black Lives Matter paid $9 million and didn't have no accountability, nigga.
Yo, niggas watching it unfold.
Eating a snack.
I had my kids cracker watching. We were just eating. We was like, look at these crackers. They cracking all the day, ain't they? They all teaming hard today, Jack.
That's so crazy how racist people always just like whenever something happens, they find a way to lead it back to Black Lives Matter, and
that's their only argument. Did you see the thing today? The Capitol Committee. That shit was on every channel, bro. They was like they basically like Trump ain't shit, and please tell us why he ain't shit, y'all. And they had like the people that he blamed it on, this black lady that worked at the voter registration polls in Atlanta. And her mom, and he said her name so many times in these tapes, and this lady got threatened, and she had to move and shit. The feds came and said, "You got to move. You're in danger." Like the white people, they was whiting this that day. January 6th was the whitest day in my lifetime.
Damn. I don't understand that, man. That shit's a sickness. It's a mental thing, bro. Like,
damn,
that's really sad, and just. Ugh.
He really told them to go get the votes. Like, they was looking for paper to hear, for real. Like, that shit is so funny to me. Like, it's not in a box. with little folded paper. You're gonna get the election back. Like, well, how, nigga? How? Don't tell me how.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy.
Y'all listen to Beyonce new shit?
Ooh, that's definitely on the docket for today.
Listen, man,
I like all this shit. I like Drake album. They was killing. I was like, nigga, this is sundress brunch music. And I have
the clip that I heard from Beyonce's song sounded fire. The couple songs I heard from Drake were cool, but it seems like they're trying to start a new wave. That's been a wave for a lot of people.
Been a wave if you do drugs for like all the Molly people are like, nigga.
Not on a mainstream level, not on a Drake and Beyonce mm-hmm. level. Like if they quote unquote start the wave, it will be
that
the new norm. Yeah.
It's almost like they talked to each other and they decided that this was what the direction they were going.
They
were
sitting in their caves like whose culture shall I take this time?
Yeah, so, somebody actually, this was on the show. It's somebody tweeted whether or not you like it. Beyonce and Drake are trying to help us escape from this dark music era, and I'm enjoying it. So that's obviously
we did not slide on the ops at all in none of the songs. We didn't. we didn't smoke on nobody else. We didn't smoke on no other pack of a person.
Yeah,
and, you know. No, it's time for everything, man. It's a time and place for everything. And this flute out music. If your passport ain't got no stamps, I understand why you don't like it. I get it.
This is the time to change it, man. Like you got to, at some point, you got to switch it up. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't keep selling the records on the same old thing. And this ain't really nothing new for Drake. Drake had a lot of Caribbean-themed music on Views. Like, he was doing it on Views. This whole album sounded like he tried to get Rihanna back. But I don't mind the new sound. Like, it's time to switch it up. For the guys that out there that are resistant to change, man, you're going to get left behind. You've got to switch up your thinking. You got to be like water. You got to be able to flow and go with the vibe sometimes. That's not saying that you, like, have to be a sheep, but you have to be open-minded. Like, the guys are still shaving up, you know what I'm saying? Your bottom parts with liners and T-liners and clippers, bro, let that go. You understand me? It's time to step into the Manscaped world. All right, they want to introduce you to the best and the biggest and ultimate hygiene bundle yet, and that's their Platinum Package 4.0. You understand me? Now, this brand new Platinum Package 4.0, this is the biggest bundle that they've ever offered. And when I say the biggest, I mean the biggest.
Woo!
Platinum Package 4.0 comes with the 4.0 trimmer, I'm sorry, the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, the ultra premium body wash, the 2-in-1 shampoo conditioner, you got the crop preserver, you got the premium deodorant, you got the anti-chafing ball deodorant,
you got the ball wipes,
the ball wipes, the boxers, and the shared travel bag to hold all your goods while traveling. They give you so much in this platinum package, man. You will not have enough items you won't have enough hands to carry all the items. That's why they're giving you the bag. But fellas, it's time to step it up, man. I know homies that be out all day, go up, get off work, go hoop, or hang out with the homies and watch their car and all that, and then they go right over their chick's house expecting some loving. It's like, bro, you ain't done nothing to yourself.
Yeah. You
all of that type of behavior, man. It's time to step your game up, and you can do it today with Manscaped and their Platinum Package 4.0, all right? You get a ton of products in there to help you stay and smell your absolute best. And you already know what's going on. And damn it, and that you're scared. You know we're going to hook you up, okay?
Come on.
So you get 20% off and free shipping with the code DIYS at manscaped.com. Again, that's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com.
All you got to hook me up because I'm like the 80s down there. It's like Rakim.
Oh, man.
Oh, listen, you can't do that.
Listen, man. You don't get on this, man. You listen, go to Manscaped right now, Chronic. Manscaped.com.
All right, I will do that.
DIYS and get 20% off, man. You're going to love these products. I have my second generation lawnmower from them, and I got the fourth one too.
Ball wipes. You had me at ball wipes. Georgia humidity.
Hey, not only all that, they have fire underwear. Manscaped underwear is low key, like for real. It's pretty fire.
Self love session. And the way you walked into that promo was flawless. It was like stealing some coochie at night from your sleeping wife. It's like, hey, I'm in there already. I'm here. Just go with it. It's me. Turn around. Let's go. I was like, are we in the ad? Are we in a promo? We're in it. I'm already in the promo.
In here, baby.
That was amazing. That was a boy. You good, bro.
I mean, it's already you might as well hear me out, baby.
You good. Hear me out. You is good with what you're doing, and I'm here for it. And now I gotta give me some ball wipes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. It's up now. Now I'm really finna play the drink. You gotta get you some Hoochie Daddy shorts.
Oh, I got that.
You got to manscape yourself.
Mm-hmm. And the draws.
Get you some manscape draws and flute out.
Mm-hmm.
And put that Drake on that Bluetooth. And listen, Beyonce.
Before y'all fellas get flued out and you go on to these beaches and all of that, Jamaica, Mexico, all that, go
for Savannah.
Go get your toes and your nails done. Don't Please. Be out here embarrassing the United States of America, bro. Don't be out here embarrassing your hood. You know you're going to have on some flops, some Birkenstocks. Man, don't take care of your shit. Let them hit the bottom of your foot with that pumice scrub. All right? Hit the side of that big toe with that pumice. You know what I'm saying? Get right, fellas.
I found a nail shop that got a white girl that worked there. She like interning, and I make her scrub my feet every time. Just for reparation's sake, just I want her. Get them. Come on, you.
I go to a place called Hammer and Nails. It's a male grooming spa, and I just got a membership there. So every time I go, I just get the manicure and the pedicure. And they got one that they do with tea tree oil. They got one that they do with a Guinness beard. They got one that they do with like honey and something else.
Guinness what?
A Guinness beard. They take like a thick lager, and they pour that in the water, and it the hops like do something for your feet. But yeah, man, they got like six or seven different ones.
I'm about to go pour a goddamn Heineken on my toes right after this.
Yeah. A beer foot bath.
I'm about to goddamn splash these flip flops.
That just sounds like they just trying to do manly shit because it's a men's. Just in case you were weird about it being like, oh, I don't want to get no pedicure.
Don't worry,
it's like, nah, we putting gasoline on your your feet. Come on.
We got a Hennessy Derma Peel. we gonna take that top layer of dirt off with this Hennessy based oil.
Hot bullets on your back instead of rocks, just hot bullet shells.
We got a Ciroc body scrub that'll make you drunk.
It's worth it, baby. It is worth it.
The hair takes care of itself. You talk like you don't have little kids at your house. That's what it is. You out here living. Y'all out. You and your wife out here making videos. I had kissing in the mouth in public.
Yeah,
because your kids is grown. They can do what they need to do. They get the hell on. What's your cash app? Hell, y'all cash app it now. At this point, you just
man.
Damn, that's crazy.
She really does hit me up. Like she hit me up when I was in Tacoma for like $20 for a new skin on Fortnite. That's all she wants. Every time she hit me up for money, it's always for a new skin on Fortnite.
My son is on Roblox and Minecraft, so I know it's coming. It's coming. They still doing the free version on the phone, I guess. They ain't asked for no money yet, but I know it's coming.
Oh yeah,
Minecraft. I think there's stuff you can buy. I think there's stuff you could buy in Minecraft.
Yeah, my son builds Walmarts in Minecraft.
Shit. Specifically Walmarts?
He builds Walmarts and mall plazas and stuff like that. Like he builds his own. I'm talking about the spec Walmart.
Do y'all see this right here? The hops and cedar experience.
Okay.
This is one of the ones I'll get right here.
This day grooming that this is like that last step before like you'd be like, you know what? I'm gonna have to be my everyday week. I'm gonna have to be that week.
Listen, the hops and cedar one and then the big heavy experience. Then you got the milk and honey joint right here.
Definitely gonna read the milk and honey. Go up to the big daddy.
The milk and honey right here.
The big daddy experience.
This is the big daddy right here. So
lemon and peppermint.
Mm-hmm.
So you're gonna smell like lemon pepper wet when you get out of there. All right, got it. Like boy, you got it with a blue cheese encrusted.
Bro, it's legit, man.
Low key, that milk and honey looks a little kingly.
Hey, man.
This is birthday shit for me.
I feel like a king, bro. This one right here, the Jackhammer fan, they use the whiskey infused service on this one. So they got the sugar. They do a sugar scrub on your legs and your feet.
The name, they need somebody to fix these names, bro. This is not.
The Jackhammer experience.
I'm not going to. I'm from from Atlanta, so you got to be real clear with words, bro. Are you going to come to my man's spot and get the jackhammer experience? Nigga, no.
You're going to be like, hey, I'm here for the jackhammer experience. Your masseuse is going to be butt-ass naked.
You chew a big dog. You made my one. Hey, like,
but it's damn. So legit, though.
Bite down on this.
Every chair has a TV above it, like a 40-inch screen hanging from the ceiling. It has a Roku on it, so every, I think it's six chairs. You can go in there and just watch whatever you want to, or you put your headphones on, or you just listen to the music that they have playing. Like, they usually have, like, some jazz or some.
This is what you do when you got a, this is all paper gas shit. You got a Tesla or something. This is what the Tesla guys are doing instead of paying for gas.
Yes.
That is so funny, man. Y'all out here living
with y'all extra money.
Yes. You're not wrong.
That
You're
is
not wrong at all.
Why are they trying to make us bathe in alcohol so badly? I don't get why the choices are so
trying to keep
drastically
it
different.
A little bit.
They're trying but
to
there's also milk bit. And there's also milk and honey, which I feel like would make sense,
well,
more
know,
sense that, to anybody.
The there are a lot of guys who don't do manual labor, so they don't need that extra, you know, sugar scrub and all that. Right. You know, like, some alcohols are actually used as a cleaning agent. Like, vodka is a cleaning agent. You can clean your whole bathroom with vodka.
Oh, niggas was making hand sanitizer when the pack. Remember when 2 years ago, guys? Y'all remember when the hand sanitizer was low? Niggas was putting up tutorials how to sanitize. It was like, you take the vodka and hands in vodka. We had hit a low at it as a human.
Household items.
Niggas was crafting their ass off in the pandemic.
That was such a crazy thing that it seems like it was like further ago. Like, it seems like that was like, oh, that was back in the 1940s, yep. But that was 2 years ago, and niggas was getting in full fist fights because of toilet paper. And that shortage was like, what, 2 months, if that?
Yeah, it was. And then
it might have been about 2.5.
You know what niggas killed me on when it was a toilet paper shortage? I was like, why don't you just wash your ass again? Like, they were like, I'm like, nigga, say it, rinse it out, wipe your ass, and repeat, motherfucker. Just,
ew. Was that's kind of like, nasty, though, to get in the shower with a shitty booty.
Not in the shower with a shitty booty. You get a soapy rag and wipe your ass for real.
That's I know people in the South that really do that. So we got.
I mean, it's like washing up. You know how motherfuckers. Some babies are allergic to baby wipes. You got to really wash them. Like, some kids, you can't use the baby wipes.
Or you can get a bidet. You get a bidet. A bidet take care 70% of what you got to do. Yeah. You just go in there with one wipe, do a little cleanup and maintenance. Take some toilet tissue, dry it off, and you're on your way.
So here's for the your next coupon better not be for like a drag show. Like, you now
that bidet changed my life.
I had the bidet from Damn Internet You Scary, and then I moved. I don't know why I'm looking around like there'd be a bidet right here, but
now, where did I do my bidet?
Hello Tushy, man. Gotta get that Hello Tushy bidet, baby.
Oh, damn. Man, this is all stuff. These are confidence tools that niggas don't know why motherfuckers head be high. Cause they ass clean. When your ass is clean, you pretty much won the day. Like, I won.
Listen. You, I mean, most times you drop a douche, you're like, man, I gotta get home, you know, before I do anything else. I be like, bro, listen, I'm good. That bidet is the water's the one upstairs in the ensuite. That one got the warm water on it too. Forget about it.
Yeah, man.
Forget about it. I'm out here, bro.
This turned to the grooming. This is the self-love.
Hey, man. Take care of yourself, black man. Take care of yourself, man.
Shout out to all the women that clip a real nigga toes. That ain't said enough. Like, that's...
Bro.
Real relationships. If you've been married a long time, this is how you know your woman is a keeper, fellas. If you don't know if she ever laid you on her lap and took the light lampshade off and got some tweezers and got in there in them little ingrown hairs, that might be a keeper. I'm just gonna say it. She is
how about if she ever tweezed the hair on your arm, like the little random shoulder hair?
Yeah, she get it all. Most of them, yep. I'm talking about they got better tweezers than us. They got like the girl tweezers is different. You like these are surgery quality.
But they got the needle nose tweezers, the ones with the real points. The ones that you can come in and kiss are the regular tweezers. But
when
the women they get the needle joints. They work a lot better.
When you first get facial hair, every dude know that ingrown hair about that be about right here. That you can't never get. You try to get in it, break, and she get that bitch. You be like, you know what?
Oof. It's like a sigh of relief.
You're the one, ma'am.
Let me tell you something. You come boom with your lady when you show a bump on your back. You be like, hey, this got a head on it.
She be like, it ain't ready yet. Go on back in there. No, it ain't ready.
It feel like it's something. It ain't got a head on it.
The shit be connected to every nerve in your body. That's how you know. You be like, ah. Shit is hurting. Shit is hurting.
Hey, low key though, I ain't gonna hold you, man. Outside of like having to stay in and not going over people's houses because the risk of contagion and stuff like that, the quarantine wasn't that bad, bro. I ain't gonna hold.
It was kind of my jam, I think. Now, I think that
it was definitely my jam.
I appreciate it, man. And a lot of people did like a lot of like self-reflecting, and it forced you to also become more creative and try things that you had always been wanting to try, or pick up new habits or new hobbies and shit like that. And then also a lot of people found out just how much they needed therapy. You know what I'm saying? You at home by yourself, mm-hmm. or you can't go out, you don't have anybody to talk to, and you just forced to face those issues you have been running away from. You're waking up with so much tension all in your shoulders and your back, and you realize that you might be going through burnout, or that you may be really needing to talk to somebody, but right. You grew up in one of those families, like you don't put family business out there. Mm-hmm. And during this time, they found out that they needed actually therapy and somebody to talk to. So I'm always a proponent and a champion for BetterHelp, man, because they helped a lot of people, man. BetterHelp is one of the most amazing forms of therapy that you can actually sign up for. It's customized online therapy that offers video call and even live chat sessions with your therapist. You don't ever have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. And it's much more affordable than in-person therapy. And you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours, which is huge. I've told you guys a number of times about my issues with regular and traditional therapy. Typically, it takes anywhere from 2 weeks to 2 months to get signed up with a therapist. And if you sign up with a therapist and that y'all don't click right away, it could take another 2 weeks to 2 months to get an additional. That does not happen with BetterHelp. BetterHelp gets you someone in under 48 hours. Not 48 hours, under 48 hours, which is huge, man. They've just done a great job during the pandemic, post-pandemic, and just embracing people who had that stigma of what therapy was and what it had to be. So I'm always going to shout them out. Anytime we have an ad, I'm definitely going to slow down and make sure I get everything right, because I want people to know that there is nothing wrong with going to therapy. And everything could be going right in your life. You don't have to wait until something starts going wrong in your life to try out therapy. Everything can go going right and you still realize that you need to talk to somebody. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people came out of the pandemic up, like better than they went into the pandemic. I was one of those people, and I was suffering with survivor's remorse. Like I felt guilty for being in a good place because I had so many people that lost their jobs or lost their places and stuff like that. And that stuff starts to weigh on you. So very thankful for therapy, man. And if you guys are going through anything, I encourage you guys to sign up for BetterHelp right now. Go head on over to betterhelp.com/DIYS and you'll actually get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp. So head over there right now. That's BetterHelp.com/DIYS. BetterHelp.com/DIYS. Sign up today for 10% off.
That's dope, bro. That's how the pandemic, we found our community, bro. Like we were filming a recording. We didn't do video too heavy, but during the pandemic, we kind of locked in and kind of found our tribe. And we, you know, this person makes this thing. And, this, you know, it was really tribal
for real
community. Yeah. My wife started making them vegan cookies and niggas stopped talking to me. They just wanted them cooked. So what's up with the cookies, though? Shout out to Jermaine Fowler. When he was shooting Coming to America, he kept buying cookies. He kept coming, like, I think he called me for some work. What's up, man? Can you give me some of the cookies for your wife?
I literally just bought a tushy.
Yeah. Oh, you just bought a Hello Tushy?
Our conversation, baby. I was just like, Man, I missed that. I haven't had one in my spot for like half a year.
Are clutch, and they so easy to put on, bro. Like, you used to have to call a plumber back in the day or have somebody from Sears come out and put on. Bro, you can assemble those joints in like 15 minutes or less. You just turn the water 15 off.
15 minutes, damn.
Yeah, for 15 minutes or less, you turn the water off in the wall. You unscrew that metal hose that's going into the water hose in the wall.
Whoa. It's not just something that...
Well, it has to get us water source, Pat. What did you think the water was going to
be? I thought it was like a clip-on or something.
It basically is. You're basically just unscrewing that metal hose from the commode, and then you put the Hello Tushy there, and then you screw that connected part back into the commode. And so the water comes from a fresh source from the wall. And when you turn the Hello Tushy on, that's where it pulls the water from. So you get a fresh source of water. Depending on which model you get one of the more advanced ones that has a reservoir, so the water is heated up. The really, really expensive ones, like when I went to Aria, bro, them joints, they have the temperature setting on the wall where you can control the temperature of it. And then it also has a fan. And the fan, you can like shift the direction or you can make it oscillate.
Oh, no, I got the spa one. And you can change the water temperature.
This is bidet talk again?
Hey, yep. Baby, we out here.
I got the one where I can have some warm water or some cool water, depending on what kind of morning.
Man, y'all got to get some bidet boys shirts. Bidet.
Don't play with me, my boy. Bidet boys. New merch.
Bidet gang, nigga. That's a bidet sign of boys.
The bidet boys.
Now, just a little... when you come to Atlanta, I'm going to just tell you, you might get approached because it's like advertising. Clean assholes.
Hey, one squirt at a time.
Hey, what are you doing over there? Hand over there. I got the bidet because this little sneaky motherfucker be trying to lick my ass in my sleep. So I had to make sure nigga's always ready.
In your sleep?
She has no respect for decency or sleep.
In the sleep? Niggas be pooting in their sleep.
Oh, she definitely. We call her Slumber Tooth. The kid came up with that name. Started calling her Slumber Tooth. Barry let her rip when she sleep.
That's funny as hell.
Slumber Tooth. It's slumber. That's like such a.
Did you hear her?
What?
He said, "Keep your wife's name out your fucking mouth."
Right. I just looked down. I was like, "Okay, yeah, that's how we doing it, huh?"
Sorry, Slumber Toots.
So he'll be sleep with his butt now telling my stop.
I sleep on my stomach and then
like a baby. You know how babies sleep with their ass up and down?
I'm falling asleep now.
Just in case you were sleep licking.
I'm dozing off.
Oh no. Turns on MASH. I hope no one takes my partially already off shorts off of me.
Right. Roseanne just came on.
He looked at he got one. She got like the copper tone baby just looking back.
I only sleep with one of my legs in my drawers anyway. The other leg.
What?
Why do we find so much out about you?
It's the at home ones. It's like when
that Tesla man, Tesla make you tell your business and shit. That's what it is. You just want somebody to you want everybody to enjoy what you like. I'm enjoying life right now, man. I'm getting my ass lit. It's clean. My car drive itself. I need stuff to do.
I don't have much free time on my hands, but they clean my ass for me. The car when drive.
I tell you, my kids will be there, pull that hose off that bidet and had a water gun fight in the bathroom. I could just see it now. See.
Hey, listen, I will tell you this though. When you set up your bidet, you want to see if it works. Sit on the toilet and see if it works. A lot of niggas will set that bidet up and just turn that knob and get shot in the face with a stream of water.
Yeah, I would put my hand in front of it first if I know water's coming out. Hey, you got the wet bandits hooking your bidet up? You got Home Alone actors?
Lord, that shit come out hard, too. And it's immediate. It's immediate. As soon as you turn, it's like that. That shit come out like Spider-Man web.
That shit sound like an animal to me. That sound like... It's like, I didn't want to keep going. I thought I was done, guys.
Oh my God, man.
Oh shit.
You know, you're a professional bodega. I'm sure your shit, your setting probably on hard. Like, you got to turn it down on to his. You go to his house. Hey, hey. Hey, you're a rookie, man. Put it on novice. You can't.
Hey, man.
Settings? I set mine to double XL.
That's it. That's just scrape the paint off the wall.
He got an Xbox controller controlling his bodega. He's like, mm-hmm. Lavender mist. Music. Bluetooth. Beyonce, just turn it on.
Nigga said to his the Vin Diesel. It's like, click. Got some lift to it.
The bidet got a, it's got a seatbelt.
Baby, we need a new bidet. This ain't, it don't spray hard enough no more.
See, my bidet used to lift you out your socks.
This ain't no pressure for real.
These kids walking away with their socks.
This ain't no pressure. I don't feel like I'm in my sleep.
You use my bidet, you got to put on Desitin for the next 3 days.
Hilarious. He done went raw. Thanks.
Went raw.
Now you find out what the more mean and shit.
Ripped out the first 2 layers of skin on your ass.
You got to leave some DNA over the Morehouse, boy. They going to got them. Oh, shit. Hey, man, did y'all see? I don't know if I'm supposed to be bringing up topics or whatever.
No, you good.
Versus Mario versus Omarion. Who you got?
Oh,
probably a nap.
Hi, Omarion.
He said a nap.
Probably take a nice old nap. I said, nap wind. Up, turn the volume down and just go to sleep.
I know a few of Omarion songs. I know no Mario songs.
Braid My Hair?
Yes.
That's Mario got that song with Gucci Man, loving you, loving. Why would you want to break up? He got a couple of them songs that you didn't realize he had. You're like, it was like an 06, 07 ish.
Bro, but they go 20 songs. Mario ain't got
You think B2K ain't coming out somewhere? You think
absolutely. But
that's allowed.
What's Mario? I think Mario gonna do that damn meme. Boom, 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 boom.
as a versus song,
I bet money he opened up to this year. I enjoyed the last verses. The one that Onyx and Cypress Hill, that wasn't for me because it was a paywall. I was like, you know what, no. And
yeah,
A Ball MJG versus UGK was just a good celebration of my southern childhood.
Shit should have been in Texas, nigga. You know it should have been.
Should have been in the Memphis or Texas because Atlanta not going. I think now all the crowds at the live shit are trash. When you see
it's too professional now.
And then it's like a bunch of rappers in there, so everybody trying to look like industry. It was kind of like you ever see when a bunch of superstars come to a comedy show and everybody just look over there to laugh before they, it's like a kid, like the celebrities are having a great time. I'm talking about like the crowd looks at the celebrity every time. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but to see if it's funny
or to see what they laughing at. It's just weird. People are weird, bro.
That's so super weird.
You know, I think I like the verses when everybody was at home, when Babyface was killing Teddy Riley. That he kept saying that's cute.
He did.
Babyface was in a goddamn spaceship. It was like, I wrote this too. And
this is a series on Instagram right now that's like songs you didn't know Babyface wrote.
Bro, yeah, I saw that.
He got too many bangers, bro. You can't go against Babyface. That shit ain't even fair.
That's crazy.
Man, he wrote songs giant. That like he could Babyface could smash everybody's mama like Whippin' Peel had everybody's mama open. Like, I'm like, damn, I pay you all that shit. Well, no, as soon as I get home from work was a whole section on Comedy View. If y'all remember back in the day, every comedian had a Babyface jokes song joke.
Why?
Because it was popular. Because he was saying he'll pay the rent, clean up the house, fix your dinner as soon as I get home from work. Nigga, how the fuck? Everybody said, like, how you supposed to do all that and go to work? So that was the take on it. You know, like everybody had an OJ joke back then, like all the old
comedy. Oh, for sure.
The OJ segment was the best. Now you realize, like, it's two dead people. It was like an hour of nonstop jokes.
Damn. I remember when everybody had an OJ joke.
Earthquake had the best one. He said, you wouldn't have caught no black lady. She would have did that old ghetto trick, got behind the car. Go ahead, OJ, you tripping. Stop. You still like cheese on your eggs, OJ?
Bro, we were talking about music just a minute ago, and I had read something that James Brown, his music has been sampled 7,413 times. He's the most sampled artist in history.
How many times?
7,413 times.
Damn.
Most sampled artist in history.
I'm sure his estate is happy about it. His estate probably kicking ass. Owns it all. You know, sometimes they don't be owning it all towards the end. They be selling that shit off. Like, you see, they buying all these big artists' catalog for like $100 million and all that other shit.
Mm-hmm. It seems like most sampled artists are either like a foreign artist or jazz. Like, the American music that's out here is usually jazz or blues, but. Yep. I can see that. I can see James Brown. He has a bunch of loops.
They sample his hop and yeah. And they sample those words. They sample the snare.
His drums.
Impeach the President. All that other stuff. All that stuff, bro. Like, well, that's not James Brown.
Well, that genre of music makes it so easy because they'll just be like, break it down and just have like just drums. And then they just literally give a producer everything they need. And they'll be like, add a little bit more.
That's kind of dope that hip hop, we made that shit. Them niggas left us with no music programs and niggas took 2 seconds off a record, was making shit up from scratch.
Yeah.
That's what's crazy about these copyright laws. We were just talking about it. Like, hip-hop would have never been able to be born if these copyright laws, like, because you know how it came from sampling and crate digging and, like, putting all these loops together. We had all these regulations. Like, it's crazy. Like, the internet will take some shit down immediately unless you put it on, like, a SoundCloud or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, not playing with that no more.
Yeah, it's like I'm getting all kind of shit flagged from my page from years ago. I'm like, what is this? It's just weird. How y'all feel about it feels like they blocking a lot of the content creators from doing shit. It doesn't seem like it was as wild, wild west as it used to be.
No, absolutely. The rules around music, especially, because TikTok is like, I feel like TikTok is helping in a lot of ways because it's making things a lot easier for the average creator, but it's making things a nightmare. Like, you can't even put a song with your own music or your own sound without them like ripping it, or like the community guidelines are very strict on some pages and not strict on other pages. Like, there's just like a lot of stuff that is getting in the way, whereas before it was just like making funny stuff and throwing it up. But
yeah,
you gotta be strategic now.
And that still is. Shout out to Isaac Hayes the third. He's always showing it's the top TikTok influencers still white. They not giving the black people their props like they supposed to. Like, they're not paying them correctly.
It's also crazy. Like, the things that I see TikTok creators that are white get away with. Like, they say anything language wise. Like,
they can say, they can do weed references. I've seen weed.
Anything.
In
but
you got to hold like an ink pen to make a reference to some smoking stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I had a video removed. What was that? It was either yesterday or today. It was just me hiking and they took it down because I had a hunting knife on me. And I was like, but that's for snakes. Like, right. It's crazy. Roast Me clips will get like taken down, and it's just like you want to think like, damn, this is like really, really strict guidelines. And then I see like a viral clip of somebody just saying really whatever, F word, F bombs, all that kind of stuff. So it's definitely more rough for black creators. But I mean, what else?
You think it's an algorithm that kind of hides darker skin? Because I saw a special on Robbie World. You know, he got that content creator house. It's Collab Crib, and they had a special, a CNN special is on Hulu, and one of the girls, I forgot the girl name who used to sing with Cheat Myron, but she was just saying when she has brighter hair, it picks up her algorithm. If she's Like, you got to be bright. Yeah. She was like, she does like experiments to see what'll go. Like, do the mm-hmm. same thing with a different color wig on, or the light is brighter on her face. And those, like,
I mean, it's as crazy as, I mean, that would be crazy. But I mean, as crazy as that is, that technology wouldn't exist if people themselves didn't take to it. You know what I mean? That technology is supported by people. And I remember, like, even before all this algorithm stuff, this is back in the Vine days when I first started working for All Def, I noticed really quickly when I started, because I wasn't like into like social media influencers, but when I went on Vine and I saw all the top creators that hung out together, it was like, you know, Nick so-and-so, you know, Nash so-and-so, and they would have like 20, 30 million views. And then I would look at King Batch's profile and he would have like 8 million, 10 million followers. And I didn't understand it because I was like, these people are all in the same group of, they're all doing videos together. Like, why his growth was crazy big, but it was like, why was it so much slower than the others? And I think that it's just like people tend to gravitate towards white creators.
White people doing nigga shit.
I mean, not even nigga shit. They were just doing their own, everybody was doing their own thing, but it's just like, people tend to gravitate towards white people in entertainment. I mean, that's why people, I think that's why Jack Harlow is getting a lot of shit right now, even though he's insane, clearly talented.
But he's good. He's been around for like 5 years though. Like, I've seen him. I remember when Drama was bringing him around, when Uzi Vert was the man, they had Jack Harlow right in the back. Like, they was building him. This shit is not on no accident. This would be a slow burn.
Right.
But he had that KFC shit is triggering to me though. I was like, nigga,
what?
His face on the KFC thing. You know that the Colonel looks like a plantation overseer. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
Like, and I don't think that's not on purpose. You know what I mean? But it was a character. But it's like, but yet same point. We still eat fuck KFC. But
yeah, right.
And if a black artist had a KFC deal, we'd be mad than a bitch.
Like, y'all, man, you see how we treat the Popeyes lady?
Oh, we treat her bad.
How do we treat her? I like her.
People went crazy on her, man, but you know.
People go in on her, calling on her all type of codes for getting that check.
Yeah, I mean, she really do be. But I mean, what's messed up is like, it is like, yeah, I'm making chicken, but it's like, That's if you like big it up like that. Like, it's not that bad. If you think about it, like, it's not that bad. It's only because it's a white company. It's a white owned company that makes it bad. But there's been worse.
To be honest with you, Filipinos eat just as much chicken as we do, if not more.
Bro, I've never been in a Popeyes or any black restaurant without all Mexicans working in any damn, like. The U.S. gonna be Spanish speaking soon. I promise you. Like, you keep trying to.
It's gonna be the second language.
You keep trying to get them out, and motherfuckers, all the dudes in Athens got a Mexican baby mama around here. I seen them. I'm like, yeah, we are mixing the race. That's why white people scared, because we mix up the races. Like, you can't tell who is who.
Everybody
just be black at the end of the day. Everybody just get to be black. There's gonna be no more white men.
Yeah, and I feel like at this point, like, black and Mexican people, like, I feel like we not the same shit, but it's just like, we don't, like, I'm from Los Angeles, like, I grew up around Mexican people, so it's like, we don't mind, it's just them that mind. I think that's what makes it upsetting.
It's so silly. It's like, I didn't know a lot of Spanish people were super Republican, super Trump supporters. I'm like, really? How? This is the wall dude. This is the wall man. And I didn't know they had dark skin, light skin shit in their race too. Like, a lot of the Spanish speaking countries is Dominican, Puerto Rican. They kind of got their little shit like we do. It's weird, bro. It's like,
Dominican,
y'all black, we black. Come on, man.
Pat, you got one more before we get up out of here?
Yeah. So let's just, I mean, we just been talking about a bunch of ancient people. So let's, let's end with some ancient niggas, man, because Twitter is full of them, and they never cease to surprise me. So this is a good one. So this dude, his name is Destimulus DeMarcus Bezos. Destimulus, this is the name. He said, life hack, fellas. All right, try to follow this. if you get your side piece pregnant, talk to your wife for about 6 to 8 months about foster care / adoption. Okay. Make the side piece put it up for adoption and then you adopt it. That way you can care for your child, keep your marriage, and everything is at peace. That is diabolical, by the way.
That is so funny, bro. That's hilarious. That is awful. That is so bad. And I hope that baby go to NBA and don't fuck with nobody.
The dumb thing is that you're going to adopt somebody that look a kid that look exactly like you, and she's going to be like,
and what are the chances you can go in there and pick the right? They ain't like car shopping. You'd be like, that one. You don't know where this kid might be at, you know?
I think
we're skipping a couple steps. You can't make the woman give the child up for adoption. Like, you can try that.
Right.
That's number one. And your credit got to be good.
You said make the side piece, put it up for adoption.
They can put it up. You didn't even give it a nothing. He just it.
That wasn't even part of the strategy. It was just make side piece. Jesus.
Niggas don't know your credit got to be A1 to adopt, too. You got to... You get up there, you can't qualify for your son. Like, damn, bro, I almost got shit.
You
got to
get a
co-sign
up for your son?
I own you with... Me and grandma own you.
No. How about this? This one's kind of crazy. Because this is, I just don't get this world. So Erica Mena and Safari have been annoyingly giving us updates about their tumultuous relationship every now and then. Then they get back together and then they put us through it again. So this was the tweet. Talking crazy about your baby mother to your prostitute, but you don't even know your kid's sizes is a weird flex. Be safe though. Taking care of a begging prostitute and pillow talking over her buying your children a $600 stroller. This is the shit I keep to myself. I really just be working hard, blah, 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 blah. Shit weak. Oh, I said, keep that prostitute pillow talk far away from me and mine.
Wow.
So, I mean, even playing the low-key prostitute game is already a little wild, but...
It's wild, because what if that's not a prostitute? It might be just a girl he likes for real.
Who knows? But the weird thing is to... I hate to say it, but like when I read this, I was like, niggas really do need therapy. Like niggas really just need to get some shit off their chest. And the fact that they do it in these toxic ways where they're either paying for a prostitute or, like you said, just some random girl and just like saying all this stuff, like, you know, you should know it's not smart to do that. So I think you just wanted to say it.
Drake has been crying for the male community for years. He said, we just need some head and some moral support. He said that.
We need to say some of this shit out loud.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When niggas get empty with fluid, they just, when all your juice is gone, you sitting there, you're going to talk to whoever there, and if it just happened to be your prostitute that night, she really wasn't supposed to say nothing if that's really a prostitute. Like, you're supposed to just be confiding. Don't tweet it. Tell nobody.
She got no decorum.
Yeah, where's your bedside manner? Yeah.
They're not priests. It's not a confessional. They just fucking...
But if you pay for the full service package, you won't... Yeah. I need to be able to talk my problems out and you just shut up.
You want a therapist and sex.
That's what men like want. Therapy and sex at the same time. It's so dumb.
We the so chick confused. That Diddy was talking to, not Young Miami, but the other chick. I think she looks Asian, but
some new chick you got.
Oh right.
So Safari still hurt from Nicki Minaj. Let's just be clear about that. Like
you say what?
He's still hurt from Nicki Minaj. It seems like it feels like, oh, or he's over everybody and he's
just having
fun. I'm just saying. I don't know. It's one of the two dynamics. I don't know.
I mean, I feel like anybody would still be hurt over Nicki Minaj.
I mean,
you fumbled.
That's if you wrote everything. Allegedly.
He said that, but I don't believe it.
I believe he suggested a couple hooks or something, but that girl writes her own rhymes. That girl can rap, man. That girl spits. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Niggas need somebody to talk to, and we choose the most toxic, stupid motherfucking ways to do all so. Right,
so the chick is, you were talking to Young Miami, I guess from City Girls, and then his ex-girlfriend, Gina Hun, she's been, like, doing whatever she can to stay in the public eye.
Oh, you're talking about Diddy?
Yeah, the other chick, Gina.
Is this the girl who dropped the song?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. And she's also the one that, like, said that Diddy wouldn't have even known about the Bryson Tiller song that he just did with Bryson Tiller. She put him on game, and she wants her props for putting him on game. It's just like...
Be like, duh, thank you, motherfucker. Like, what? Thanks.
Wait, put him on game for what?
She had the song early.
Yeah, and she was like, giving me all props. You wouldn't even known about the song had I not told you about it. This chick right here.
Right.
And, like, when Diddy, I guess, did that show with Young Miami, like, this chick, she posted a picture of a hand that supposedly looked like Diddy's hand and her hand, like, holding hands on just on top of each other. It's like, oh, y'all got, y'all ain't got nothing else to offer? Y'all really just...
Well, what was the award
show that Diddy hosted? What was that award show he just hosted?
The Billboards?
Yeah, so when he hosted that girl Gina was posting shit, and Young Miami was like, bitch, relax. He a billionaire. Like, shut up. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
that's the thing. That's why she ain't gonna win, because Young Miami was like, I know he has women, like, and then the other girl was just a
billionaire, guys. I mean, I like her interview, though. She was straight to the point. She was like, she said, we go together now. And then she said, we go together. She said, real bad. I was like, ooh.
Real bad?
I was like, yes, sir. That means she's going to fuck this girl up when she sees her. We not going to know about it. They're going to have a good scrap. Diddy going to call the girl over, and it's going to be a real boxing ring because that's how much money he got. And y'all fix this shit. And then we were all going to have sex and order the turkey sandwiches. That's what's going to happen.
You got to search her song, man. It's hilarious.
The clout chasing is at another level. Like, mm-hmm. Who gives a shit that you talk? I'm sure he said, thank you, man. It's a dope song. Appreciate you putting me on. What, like, do you want an A&R credit or what? That's different. Yeah. You gotta negotiate your paperwork before you do all that extra shit.
Right.
I've never heard them like that.
They just want credit, man. It's like people are dying for, like, you ever posted a picture that somebody sent you and they be like, damn, can I get some photography credit? You like, my nigga.
You starting a career?
It's the internet. Don't fucking matter. Nobody cares.
At all.
I'll tag them if they're a photographer. But if it was just like, here, let me take this real quick. It's just like,
that's the people who be the most mad. The regular people who are not photographers, like, okay. Because mm-hmm.
No. They sacrifice, I guess, not being in the photo to do that.
I really had an argument with my brother because he said, so you're not going to tag me? You got me looking crazy in front of my wife? I said.
What?
I said, man, shut the fuck up. Like, we literally didn't talk for a long time. Because I was like, man, this is stupid. What? People are dying in the pandemic. Like, this is like in the middle, right at the beginning of the pandemic. I was like, what? You look crazy. It's the clout game, man. Attention is the biggest drug we got, bro.
It's insane.
Of what it does. And then people like y'all, like people with a lot of followers, y'all are used to it. So the people in your family are the ones who be wanting some attention, though, that's around you. You'd be like, and it don't be nothing to you or us. So I can say me too because I do comedy, but that shit mean everything to somebody that you don't. You'd be like, man, what? Are you, I'm worried about some other shit right now. You
know what I mean? They like stories and stuff like that.
I'm headed to therapy to take my son to therapy, and we doing some other shit. And like, nigga, you don't shut the fuck up. Like, I done cussed my brother out, and he done had me on speakerphone right in front of my mom talking about, see, this is how he act. Fucking right is how I act. I doubled down on the cussing with my mom. And she really don't never hear me cuss, but I was mad. Like, when you piss somebody off that be minding their business, you get everything that's coming
to you. Oh, yeah. Everything that's coming to you. Well, listen, man, it's been another amazing show, man. We want to thank our guest, Ronnie Jordan, for coming up and pulling up, hanging out, DIYS. Ronnie, you got anything coming up you want the people to look out for?
Man, just still writing on Miss Pat season 3 right now. Season 2 premieres August the 12th. They cooking with grease over there, man. So y'all go check out the Miss Pat show on BET+. It's on Amazon. It's on Paramount. This is a black lady from Atlanta shooting a multi-cam sitcom in Atlanta, Georgia. History. Like, we not going, you know, people kind of, we roll over stuff, but it's a big deal. And they killing the time slot on BET. And it's just dope to go from the warm-up nigga to punching up stuff. So, you know what I'm saying?
That's huge, bro. Congratulations. Shit,
man. Y'all go check out my new t-shirt. This is the highest fuck edition. So, like,
hey,
you get so high, you just look. You got to read. It's only for the person who's wearing it. You look down and you can read it. So
I got one
that says "Gone as fuck" with a purple cup in the middle. That's for my drinker. So, and the bucket hats. I got the bucket hats for the summer. So y'all keep on fucking with officialblessedaf.com and More Than Culture. And thank y'all so much, man. I appreciate everybody that kind of people come fuck with me because of y'all, man. I appreciate y'all guys, man. You know what I mean?
Hey, man, we're a community out here.
And then they go back and look at my old shit and be like, nigga, that was you? Yeah, it was. They say, I was in the fifth grade. And they're like, damn, I feel old now. Thank you so much.
Well, listen, man, thank y'all again for watching, man. As always, I'm to hear more.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
We'll see y'all in the next episode of Damn Internet. You scary. Peace, guys.
Get up, guys. Good day, fellas.